This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The oldest bank in Switzerland has just announced it will close down for good after more than 250 years in business. Wegelin and Company made the announcement after pleading guilty to helping Americans evade taxes through secret accounts. The BBC's Imogen Folks joins us now from Bern, Switzerland, with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, give us the story on this bank. What exactly is the bank admitting to?
What this bank, Switzerland's oldest private bank, has admitted to is helping American clients, rich clients, put their money into Swiss bank accounts where the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, can't get at it, doesn't know the money is there. That means that these clients can keep all their money and not pay any taxes.
And now the bank says it's going to close. So what does this mean for the rest of the banking sector in Switzerland?
Well, there are 13 other banks being investigated by the US authorities on similar charges of encouraging tax evasion. One of them is Credit Suisse. It's a bank called Too Big to Fail by the Swiss government, hugely important to Switzerland's economy. So these banks are very, very worried, especially because in court in New York, Wegelin's managers clearly implicated not just Wegelin Bank, but all Swiss banks. They said this is common practice in the Swiss banking community. That has had people very, very worried here in Switzerland.
So is Switzerland at risk of losing its place in the world as a haven for money that you don't want everybody to know about, let's say?
Yes, I think so. I think many bankers would tell you it's not like that anymore. But every time we see a court case like Wegelin, we see that it is still happening. And the message of the Wegelin case is either you drop the secrecy or the bank goes.
The BBC's Imogen Folks joining us from Switzerland. Thanks so much.
Thanks.